Do you spend a lot of time in planes, trains, and automobiles? Then you should try an audiobook. Audiobooks can help you read on the go. And Penguin Random House Audio offers innovative professional tips from successful business influencers such as Charles Duhigg and Sheryl Sandberg, or turn off your work mode and relax with a novel by Jonathan Kellerman or Steve Barry. Visit tryaudiobooks.com for more listening suggestions.
Looking for clues from the Federal Reserve and earnings guidance, what you need to know.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you very much for making this one of the most popular investing podcasts on iTunes. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Joining us is John Petrides. He is Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Point View Wealth Management. He joins us to look at the Federal Reserve and its two-day meeting and what you need to listen for if you're an everyday investor. And John, what clues should we watch for during this two-day meeting when the announcement finally comes Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern time?
Well, thanks, John, for having me on the show. First of all, I do not think the Fed will raise rates at this meeting. But in terms of the language, the Fed has moved more towards the global economy, considerations on what the global economy is doing and performing and acting, rather than just on the U.S. So when the Fed says they are data dependent, that's no longer just what's happening in the U.S. job market, which at some point in time that may catch up to them, because the U.S. economy, out of all the global economy, is the main one that is on solid footing and growing at a decent rate. Whereas in China, Japan, and the European Union, those central banks are heavily stimulating their economy into inflation to try to inflate their way back into growth.
What items do you think will be on the Fed calendar in terms of, okay, we're going to talk about this, this, and this at this meeting?
Well, first it'll be that the level of volatility in the financial markets and the global economy has slowed, that has calmed down from what we saw in January and February, number one. Number two, Janet Yellen said earlier in the month that the U.S. economy is on a solid course, but there's a drag from the global economy. So I would continue to see that language. They will say that the oil markets are in a transitory phase in terms of where we are from an inflationary standpoint. And we've seen this massive rise in the price of oil over the last few weeks. So those are the three things that I see the Fed focusing on.
Let's turn our attention to earnings. We are getting hit with a lot of earnings news this week. It seems like this company, that company, so many in the S&P 500 are reporting. What should we watch for there? What will you be keeping an eye on?
Well, earnings are coming out strong relative to expectations. I think you have more than 75% of those companies in the S&P 500 that have reported earnings so far have beat Wall Street analyst expectations. Now, admittedly, Wall Street analyst expectations were probably reduced so severely after January and February that the hurdle rate wasn't very high to get over. So it's the language coming out of companies about the future earnings prospects that I'll be looking at. One of the major impacts that have happened so far is in February, when the Fed basically turned a more dovish tone, the dollar has weakened and foreign currencies and hard assets have rallied. And you're seeing particularly out of DuPont today that foreign exchange translation has helped earnings to the positive side. So a weak dollar is helping risk assets rally. And the Fed is really in a tight position here, because if the underlying economy continues to improve and the financial markets remain calm, what are they going to do with their own interest rate policy? And that is running counter to what's happening in Japan, Europe, and China, right? Japan, Europe, and China continue to stimulate their economy because they want their currencies to go lower so they can export more. Well, what's happening is, because the Fed has stepped to the side, the dollar has weakened, and the yen, the euro, and yuan have rallied versus the dollar, which has put the global economy sort of in a strange riddle here.
And we have the Bank of Japan with a meeting on Thursday, so we're going to have even more central bank news this week we need to pay attention to. If I'm an everyday investor and I'm hearing what you're telling me about the global economy, the Federal Reserve, and even earnings, what should I be doing?
Do not be complacent. do not feel comfortable simply because the U.S. stock market or global markets have rallied over the past 2 months. Take some money off the table, rebalance, stay disciplined to an asset allocation between stocks and bonds, and do not simply put it in the books that the Fed is not going to raise rates, because that's clearly where market sentiment is today.
And on the earnings front, has anything really surprised you so far where you went, oh my gosh, that's a surprise?
Well, I've been pleasantly surprised from the rails. Kansas City Southern, CSX. Warren Buffett always says that investors should listen to the rails conference calls and read their transcripts, because that tells you the pace and the movement of the economy. And all of the rails are seeing a pickup in activity of oil, grain, natural resources are starting to fill up in the carloads, and they're starting to move, which to me is a good sign, because that means that we're probably starting to move through the supply glut, albeit at a slower pace on the energy side. So that has been, to me, a pleasant surprise to the upside.
He's John Petrides, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Point View Wealth Management. John, thank you for taking a few minutes to share your insights.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
And if you like this show, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear and enjoy all our others. Look for WSJ Podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And Your Money Matters is now on the Amazon Echo and Amazon Tap. I'm John Wardonk in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.